Welcome to the Makeover Your Mindset podcast. I'm Cassie McKenzie. Think of me as your BFF for manifestation and high vibe mindset makeovers. It's my personal mission to turn your inspiration into action so you can be, do, and have everything you've ever dreamed of having in life. This podcast will focus a ton on creating fulfilling relationships with money, friends, and soulmates, and inspire you to have fun so you can live the most extraordinary life you've ever imagined. If you're ready to take to the next step, then you've come to the right place. Thanks again for joining me. Now let's begin. Hello, gorgeous ladies of the Makeover Your Mindset podcast nation, or world, universe. Today is day 3 of the Manifestation Queen Challenge, and I am so thrilled to get all the messages that I've been getting on social media about how it's going for all the ladies that are participating. This has just been so heartwarming and amazing. So today we talk about all the things that are wrapping it up. So day 1 was about setting your intention. Day 2 is about all the fears that crop up. And day 3 is a lot about the not only faith and holding the faith for the outcome, but also allowing what you want to come to you. So enjoy this episode of the podcast and let me know if you guys have any questions about this challenge in general or the Manifestation Queen Academy. It is starting in a couple of weeks. We are going to have an amazing time with manifestation and really becoming masters of it all. From really just understanding the basis of manifestation all the way through understanding how to preserve your vibe and handle it in an emotionally intelligent way so that you are always able to manifest exactly what it is that you want in life. So without any further ado, please enjoy the rest of this challenge. Here we go. Hello, gorgeous ladies of the Manifestation Queen Challenge. I am Cassie McKenzie, coming at you live from my parents' house in St. Augustine's. How are you guys feeling with this challenge? The first day, you made your list of 33, and last night, we looked at the fears that get in the way of you manifesting what you really desire, what you really want in life, and there's a lot of fears, a lot of things that can get in the way between us and what we actually want out of life. And I've come to find that it's really the definition of getting out of your own way, right, for me. But also last night, let's see, you were looking at not only the fears that affect you, but also looking back at your list of 33 things and seeing what they, seeing, you know, which ones matter the most to you and rephrasing them in a way so that it's totally clear and it is, you know, sending out as much clarity and purpose to your goals as possible. Or not goals, sorry. I've been in a program all day today, all afternoon, called Resolution Revolution with my coach, Melanie. Hi, Jen! How is Bali today? I'm guessing sunny and beautiful, as always. So we were actually looking at goal setting, and we were looking at how to plan your month out, and if you have your own business, and really get organized to know what tasks you need to do and things like that, especially for a coach, you know. And it was really exciting and impactful, and it's something that I'm going to be bringing to my courses too, so stay tuned for that. But back to day 3 here. So now that we've looked at what you want, oh, Jen, check it out. My I love Bali pen. It's funny, you're the first one that hopped on. So today is day 3 of the challenge. And after looking at what you want in day 1 and then the fears that come up in day 2, like I said, in Manifestation Queen Academy, we are going to get into the limiting beliefs that are underlying to those fears and how to Really work through each one of those so that you can shift and feel new energy around it and reframe it in a way where it's empowering for you and that it doesn't hold you back and block you from what you want anymore. So those shifts are so important, and that's really what all of this work is all about. You want to make sure that you're able to protect your vibe and not your emotions. So today we're going to be talking about how to tap into your intuition, what it looks like to have faith, and really allowing what you desire to come to you. So I've heard it called the art of allowing, and it really is an art form. It is definitely a masterpiece when you can see something manifest before your eyes that hasn't been there before, and that it feels like it's come so easily, right? So a lot of times, you know, when we have a fear of failure, so when we've asked for what we wanted, and then, you know, those little voices in your head pop up to say that you can't have it, right, for whatever reason. So I'm just, for this purpose of today, to make it easier, I'm going to focus on the fear of failure, because that is so common. I think it comes up so much for a lot of people, and it's just a good example that I can use, because I'm good. I really do better with examples. Like, I can learn things all day long, but if somebody doesn't tell me, you know, the context and stuff that they're talking about, then it's kind of hard to understand, or harder for me to understand. So I'll be giving you examples. So we're going to use that fear of failure. And really what happens with this is that you'll, like, say you're setting out, like, you want to get more clients, or, and you know, like, sign more clients to be able to help more people with your business, whether it's a product or a service-based business that you have, and you launch a product, and halfway through the launch, when it looks like nobody's buying, you start to back off. You start to not sell it anymore. You start to say, well, what if it doesn't work out? You know, like, I'm going to try to do this, but there's no guarantee that it'll work out, and, you know, probably won't. So you start throwing those things out there already, which then it causes you to make decisions in that sort of mind space. So then you eventually get the outcome that you're saying you're going to get, and it's sort of like protecting your emotions. Like, you don't want to feel bad. You don't want to feel like you failed. So we start making decisions around that way just to make ourselves feel better so that we can be right, right? So I've learned this just this past year, or really, like, internalized it, where, you know, it's very tempting to make decisions and to kind of back off or take my foot off the gas and do certain things that kind of, like, aren't the best for growing a business. They're more, you know, they might be fun, but maybe not the best thing for growing a business. And then I'm able to say, oh, see what happened? See, it didn't really work out. So I was right. And, like, you get some sort of internal validation. And it's really, really crazy how we do this. But, you know, in order to not feel the pain, remember last night we were talking about moving towards pleasure or away from pain. So in order to not feel that pain or embarrassment or the sadness of not reaching your goal or having the thing manifest, and you just kind of put in, like, a half effort out of a place of comfort or whatever, right? So, or we start focusing in the terms of manifestation, we start focusing on all the reasons why it won't work, or all the things we don't want to happen, or the lack of having what we want, as opposed to thinking on the other scale where things are reframed and you're able to think on the scale and the realm of possibility and potentiality and what is possible to happen, as opposed to what, you know, in your mind might be, you know, destined to happen, right? So, hello, Vanessa. Welcome, welcome. So we were talking again about the fear of failure. So, you know, it basically boils down to, we're so afraid to fail that we're afraid to ask for what we really want or think in the way that would really be more aligned to the outcome that you desire, or the thing that you desire, the relationship that you want. So have you ever gone out with a guy and already start talking to your friends like, oh, well, I don't know if it'll work out. Like, I've been divorced before, and who would want to go out with a divorced girl? You know, like, I used to say these things all the time, but there was obviously, if I had a different mindset at the time, then I probably would have met guys that would have wanted to go out with me and didn't think that I just wanted to, you know, go to bars and play around all the time, right? Which has its value too. That was very fun to do, I'll be honest. But, you know, what we want to do is you want to be able to say at the end of the day that you are holding your vibration, you are holding yourself at that standard that you've set, that's aligned to the goal that you want, or to, I keep saying goal, to the thing that you want to manifest, right? So if it's the perfect relationship, then you're taking actions that are in line, they're aligned with that perfect relationship in mind. And that includes the way you talk, the way you act, the way you walk, like what that version of you that has the relationship, how that person, that version of you would act and would operate every day, would the words she would say, like the things she would choose to hear versus just ignore, like the reactions she would have, you know, like there's all of these facets that really affect the decisions that we make on a daily basis that kind of collapse time to get you to your goal faster and to your manifestation goal faster. So, you know, what I've noticed is in a lot of the coaching that I've done that most people are holding the vibration that is in response to what they're currently seeing in their life. So what is currently going on in the reality, the circumstances that they're in currently, you know, if you're like, let's just go with the relationship one. If you're single right now and all like, it seems like all the guys that you meet just aren't into a relationship. You have a hard time meeting good guys and things like that. Then things that you say fall into those kinds of that kind of category, if that makes sense. So as opposed to like, I remember sitting at the bar a lot with my single friends when I was single, and I would hear people say all the time, like, there's no good guys in San Diego, they just want to play the field, like you're more likely to, you know, buy a boat than to, you know, find a guy that actually wants to date you or whatever. And so, like, you know, things like that, just like all these limiting beliefs that people say, and that you start to, like, if you don't have any other evidence at that moment of the opposite, then it's a lot easier to take that in as a fact, right? But it's not really the fact. Like, none of these things are facts. Whatever you want it to be is what the fact is, right? So I chose in that moment instead, because I had done a lot of inner work. Like, if you guys don't know, like, I actually manifested my husband, like, from start to finish. It's a crazy story. I should probably do a podcast episode about it. But, there is no reason why we should have met. Like, he's from South Africa. I was living in San Diego and he lived on a boat full time. So there was like, there was no reason for us, you know, it wasn't a conventional thing that should have happened, right? So, but during those moments, I remember sitting at the bars with my friends and saying, you know, that's not really true. Like, you could absolutely meet a good guy. Like, just because they're not here right now doesn't mean they don't exist. And look at these people that are in a great relationship. Like, that's proof enough that you can meet a good guy and that you can actually, like, form a relationship, right? So I would start looking for evidence of people nearby and people near me who have and or had at the moment currently who have, you know, what I wanted and what I want now. Like, I'm getting all my sentences mixed up. Back then, I started looking for evidence to support my desired outcome as opposed to looking for evidence in my current reality to support the opposite outcome of what I wanted. So instead of looking at my current reality for signs of a relationship that didn't exist yet, I was looking to other people as proof that it was possible. Because if it can happen for them, it could happen for me. There's a law of manifestation called the law of oneness, where it says we are all one. We're all one. We're all interconnected. So what's possible for one is achievable for another too. And I really love that. And I really live my life by that. Like, when I see somebody out there driving a Maserati and it's the one that's on, like, my vision board, I always kid around that, like, I got the wrong Maz. I got a Mazda instead of the Maserati. There were two dealerships right next to each other. But I really love my Mazda. It's very, very nice. But, you know, it treats me well. But if I see people like that, like, last week I saw the same Rolls Royce three times that I hadn't seen since before I even went to South Africa last year. And that was the first time I saw it. And I was like, ooh, this might be a sign, right? And it was actually going to the same exact place that I was going to, the gym. So I was like, and it was white on the hood and black everywhere else. So it wasn't just like it was any old car that could have been mistaken for another one. So when I see something like that, I think, oh, that's so cool. That's possible for me too. Like when I am aligned to the desires or like the lifestyle that somebody else has that I would like to get to, then I take it as such a great sign that I'm on the right path and that things are unfolding. And that's such a more empowered way to look at it versus like, oh crap, like my Mazda is like running out of gas. I better stop and get some more. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think it's actually, I do know. It is the more empowered you can be around what you're asking for and how you follow that up with, the better outcomes you are going to get. So this is what people talk about when you're talking about the faith and like holding the vision and holding on to, you know, basically surrendering your outcomes to it. It allows you to be more satisfied where you are because you're looking for evidence that can support that it's coming to you in the future. So as opposed to being so, and you know, holding that vision that either way, at some point it's coming to you and that it's always on the way, like it's always there. And as soon as you're aligned with the energy of it, then that is when the thing you want is going to manifest as soon as you're ready for it. This could happen quickly. It could happen in like 5 seconds or it could happen in 5 months, 5 days. Like there's no time. There's no like time requirement at all. It's all based off alignment and how you feel when you write down that manifestation goal. Like think back to day one of this challenge. You write down something that really excites you, but also kind of like, you know, you get those fears that come up. Now, that's when you know you need to go for it, right? So you want to definitely hold the vibe of being satisfied where you are because you know you're on your way to getting to where you want to be. So that will put you in the state of it, of aligning with it more quickly, as opposed to not being satisfied where you are and always needing to be where you want to be, which just creates this state of lack and keeps you in a state of still needing it. So, you know, that's why, like, one of my favorite quotes by Amanda Francis is, it's not truly faith until it looks like it's not going to happen and you still believe it's coming to you. And to me, that was really powerful. Like, it really resonated with me there that it's, you know, you still keep the faith that everything is unfolding just the way it needs to and that everything is on its way to you. Because if you rush something, you'll probably end up with something that's not what you want. And if you're able to, you know, hold on to that faith, then you know it's always this or something better that's on its way to you. So that is, you know, if I could give you the best advice is to love feeling satisfied about where you are right now. That in all the times that I've manifested something that was like kind of like out of this world, like say, for instance, the house we live in, as soon as I switched from, oh my God, why are we in this like teeny, it wasn't even teeny townhouse, like in the middle of the suburbs with nothing to do around it. You know, like we basically sat at home or like our kids played like in the front driveway because we, you know, we didn't have a yard for them. And I was in a bad mindset about it, like to be honest with you. So I realized this and I started thinking, okay, what if I looked at this in a way like, this is like, I'm so satisfied where we are because I know something great is on the way and things are unfolding right now. And as soon as I started to have those feelings of like, I'm going to savor all of these moments here while we're in this, you know, beautiful house, because I know that something better is even on its way. And this is one of the last times that we're going to be in this house all together and doing these sorts of things, or having Christmas here, or having New Year's here, or Valentine's Day, or like whatever these big things are. And I shit you not, like literally May of last year, my husband got offered a job in St. Petersburg where we wanted to move to. We were at Monster Jam when he got offered the job took her son to see all of his favorite Monster Jam World Final cars. And it was like the first weekend in May, second weekend in May. By June 20th, we closed on our house that we currently live in St. Petersburg. So once you get aligned to those feelings, everything happens so quickly. And as soon as you can, if you can shift out of the where is it, how is it happening, where is, why is it coming to me, why isn't it here yet vibes, and into a I'm really satisfied where I am, like I'm so blessed to be where I am now, like this is really great, look how happy we are, we're so content, I can't believe it's working out like this, everything's always like working out for me, and start going on those rampages with like the affirmations and like all of the like good feeling vibes and gratitude for where you are right now. And that is really the best thing you can do to follow up all of these desires, you know, working through the fears and then getting to the point where it materializes right in front of you. So the quicker you can shift out of the negative feeling thoughts and negative feelings and into more of like the faith and the satisfaction and the gratitude and align yourself in those feelings there, then that's when it's all going to start coming to you. And there's a lot of, you know, obviously tips and tricks and techniques and things and like inner work and mindset work and things that I could, you know, absolutely coach you on and teach you in. And that's what we'll be doing in the Manifestation Queen Academy, like fully, and holding each other accountable for that, so that you know that without a doubt that things are unfolding in your favor. And it starts to impact not just one area of your life, but like you really start to get your shit together in multiple areas of your life. And that's what I really, really loved once I started to do this work. So let me see. So really what I wanted you guys to work on tonight for your homework is to start building those affirmations that support where, not only like where you are now, but like think of where you want to be and write them in the present tense as if they've already happened, right? So like things are always working out for me. You know, it's always in a state of, you know, unfolding for me. I really like to see how things, you know, unfold right before my eyes and manifest. And by the way, that one's not just about like, how is it going to manifest? It's more of like a gratitude vibe for like, you know, it's really fun to see how it's going to unfold because I have no idea how it's going to. Things can happen in thousands of ways. So if you can hold that vibe of like, I really am excited to see how this is going to happen because I'm not responsible for the how, it's going to be shown to me. It's, you know, my intuition's going to be able to tap in. I'm going to start noticing signs that I'm on the right path so I continue to do what I was doing before and start to deliberately focus on that and calibrate yourself up to your desires as opposed to looking at your current reality in this, in the areas that you want to work on and calibrating down to the low level feelings of not being satisfied of where you are right now. So in doing that, you're not only going to be like deliberately focusing on it, but you're going to be deliberately creating what you want. And also you're going to get into that state of allowing it to come to you. So tonight I want you to make your affirmations. I want you to really get in a physiological state of like, you know, a power stance. So some people do like the, you know, Tony Robbins teaches you about like the Wonder Woman where your hands on your hips and you put your chest up and you can stare up and it actually increases testosterone. It decreases cortisol, the stress hormone. And I think it's like an increase, I want to say oxytocin, but it's a power stance. It gives you power. It puts power behind the words that you're saying. And it makes it, you know, so unique to you that you are able to really embody the feelings of having the desire that you want. And that's when you get into the quantum level manifestations too. So make your list of what you're deliberately going to focus on in order to be in alignment with your desire or your goal. And that'll be your homework. So if you can post that on the social medias, then you'll be entered in the drawing for, you know, the scholarship for Manifestation Queen Academy. I haven't really seen day two's homework, but tag me on that so that I know that you've completed it. I'm also going to give y'all till like Friday morning to do the homework, so that if you're behind in watching the videos or behind in doing the homework, then you can go ahead and get that done by Friday, and I will be doing the drawing Friday at noon. I believe it's going to be at noon, but I'll give you an update on that. Either way, that's when you'll find out. So if you're interested in, actually, I might do it earlier. I might do it at like 9 a.m. on Friday, but I'll let you all know exactly what time that's going to be. And if you guys are new to watching these videos, the Manifestation Queen Academy is my signature program that is all about manifestation. So if you're looking for a new relationship, looking to improve your health this year, buy a new house, like travel the world more, get more money, start a business. I'm going to be doing some business coaching here soon too, but that's going to be a part of the Manifestation Queen Academy as well. You're really going to be able to pick the areas that you want to work on, and we're all going to work together on it. So it's really, really cool. There's going to be a lot of accountability and a lot of cohesiveness in there so that you have the best outcomes possible. And we're going to do, you know, when you're done with this 4-week program, you're going to be able to really, like I say, dance with your fear, like attack your fear head on and do the damn thing anyway, so that you can reach your goals more easily, like with more courage. And once you do it one time, you can do it 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. Like it gets so much exponentially easier every single time that you face your fear in one area or another, and it starts to get to the point where it doesn't even faze you anymore. Like what seemed like such a huge deal one day ends up being like just as easy as breathing. Like doing live streams for me, like at first, before I'd ever done one, I was like, how the hell am I gonna do that? Like that's gonna really freak me out. But then after I did it the first time, it just seems easier and easier and easier. So I think that this particular program is going to be so life-changing that you are going to become like walk out of here a totally different person, more confident, more courageous, brave in all areas of your life, and able to take this back home to your kids, to your family, and teach the same principles to them too. Or who knows, maybe you'll start your own little manifestation business like I did. So anyway, that the early action price is actually only good through Saturday of this week. And it's there's 2 payment plans and the full payment plan as well. But you can go to makeoveryourmindset.com/academy for more information, or DM me. It's just you can find the information online or DM me for more information if you have any specific questions. And I'm also I can answer any questions that you have when I do the live stream to announce the winner of the scholarship too. So be sure to do your homework for this the course if you want to be entered in to be a winner for the scholarship for Manifestation Queen Academy. And I'll be doing a live stream again tomorrow on my personal page to explain more about the Academy and how it can benefit you too. But reach out to me. I'm offering the first 10 ladies that sign up between now and Friday are going to get the early bird price. And after that, the price is going to go up. So let me know if you're interested. I'd love to have you join in on the very first round of Manifestation Queen Academy. It's going to be a total vibe. I'm so excited about it. And I can't wait to see you all soon. So drop your questions anytime you want. Let me make sure I answered everything. Jen, I'm so glad it finally cooled off a bit for you. That's amazing. I know it was like getting really hot there, wasn't it? Hello, Vanessa. So true. Keep looking at what is happening right now. Yes. So the goal there is to, you can obviously observe what's happening now. Like I've heard it's like the law of polarity. If you think of your desire as like written on a stick, right? And there's 2 ends to every stick. So maybe if you're not happy right now with like one area of your life, then all of the reasons why you're unhappy with it are on one end of the stick. And then that gives you an idea of what would make you happy, like what the ideal situation would be. So if we go back to the relationship, so if you're unhappy about your current relationship or about being single or whatever the situation might be, then all of those reasons why you don't like it are giving you exactly the ammunition to develop the things about your relationship that you would really like, right? So, you know, like if I did this, so if I was single, I think back, I really wanted companionship. I wanted somebody to travel with, you know, I wanted somebody that was going to be there for me and always, you know, like there during the week, because my ex-boyfriend was a pilot, so he was gone like a lot, and I really didn't enjoy having to entertain myself that much, right? Like, I'm really good at it, but it just got old. I couldn't imagine myself doing that like long term and not get to go anywhere too. So, you know, all of those reasons why I didn't like that current relationship or why it didn't work out gave me the list that I created for how to manifest my current husband. So, yay. We'll go back into that, though, in this course. And then also, I've got something very special coming in February. So let me know if you guys have any questions. And Beth, hello, you're on the replay from yesterday just now, too. I'm so excited. Yay. Let me know what you think. I can't wait to see you guys again later this week. And I have a great Wednesday. Bye. Thank you so much for choosing to push play on another episode of the Makeover Your Mindset podcast. If you absolutely loved today's episode, please take a minute to screenshot the episode, put it on Instagram, tag me, and let me know what's working for you. I absolutely love hearing from each and every one of you, and I love being able to bring this podcast to you on a weekly basis. Also, please take a minute if you're loving the podcast and leave a rating and a review. I absolutely love each and every review that's been put on iTunes. They help us reach more people, help more people find out about the Makeover Your Mindset podcast, and keep the good stuff coming to you. Thanks again so much. I love you all, and I look forward to meeting here again next week.